Let's talk about what's happening on the campus of the Dominican Sisters. Our Dominican Sisters Grand Rapids transitioning ownership of its mother house to developers to renovate into affordable housing for seniors. So let's talk about what this means. Sister Sandra Delgado, prioress of the Dominican Sisters Grand Rapids. Good morning to you, Sister Delgado.
Good morning, Shelley.
Thank you for you, and I'm glad that you have reached an agreement with Third Coast Development to do some good work for those we call are lucky to call seniors in our own backyard. Sister Sandra, if you would remind us of your Dominican Sisters, who are you?
Well, we are a group of Catholic sisters that we have been in Western Michigan for more than 100 years. And we've served all over the state, as well as in New Mexico, in a number of other states, and Chimbote, Peru, as well. So we've been primarily teachers, but we also have nurses among us, counselors, just a variety of different professions.
What is the role of a prioress?
The prioress would be equivalent to a president, I think you would say, corporation president.
Was this a position that a sister such as you seeks, or do you find yourself here because of your leadership experience and your call?
No, in the Dominican tradition, we have a tradition of electing our leaders from among the members. So in our congregation, we hold elections every 6 years. We have what we call our chapter, which is the governing body for the congregation, and that's how it is for most, if not all, religious congregations. So we have our chapter, and part of chapter every 6 years is to also elect the leaders. And so we elect four leaders from among the sisters, and the president being the prioress, and then the vicaress, the vice president, and two counselors. So we have a leadership team of four sisters that we serve for 6 years.
And one more definition. Tell us about the importance of a mother house.
The mother house would be our central location. For many of us, it has been where we entered, where we began our life in religious life, where we spent our years of formation, and where we come home for our vacations, our gatherings. It is coming home. So it is quite significant. But it's also been for us and for many religious congregations, the mother house is also a place of mission and ministry. And so when we look back at the history of this particular building of Marywood, this building wasn't just built as a residence for sisters. It was also built as a school for girls and as a normal school or a college for the sisters, a teacher's college for sisters and for lay women. So from the beginning, when this building was conceptualized, the idea was to also provide ministry from these walls.
And yet here is our conversation, and may I lead, with an increasing number of older members. You recognize the mother house no longer meets needs, and you've made an important decision.
We have. We have. The building was, of course, built almost 100 years ago, and certainly doesn't have the conveniences that one needs today, let alone that older citizens would need. And so we have made the decision to convert this building to affordable senior housing, and working with Third Coast Developers as well as PK Development Group. The two of them have partnered, and they will do all the work for this.
Great. So on this 24th day of July and the year of 2020, where are you in the renovation stage?
Oh, we're at the very beginning. It's just making the announcement at this point. And the developers have to submit an application to receive the tax credits. And so while they will be doing that, and probably over the next several months, the application is due early December. And so then they have to wait and see if they're awarded those tax credits. And if they are, then we can move forward with the actual construction or deconstruction of this building and the renovation. So that may not happen until at least December of 2021.
Life moves right along. So I understand the entire Mother House building will be transferred and redeveloped. What then do you use as as your new mother house?
We have two other buildings on our campus, the Aquanauta Hall, which is an assisted living, and we currently house 45 sisters in that building. And then we have what was the former Marywood Health Center. It recently closed as a licensed skilled center, and we will be moving the sisters in there. There's not enough room for everyone that lives in this building, so we'll be scrambling about. We do have a few other houses in the city where our sisters live, and so we'll be looking around and probably moving some sisters to some of those houses as well.
And Sister Sundra, you are quoted as saying, while the composition of the property will change, neither our mission nor our ministries are tethered to the bricks and mortar of our building. So yes, your life will go on.
That's right.
Great.
That's right.
What would you like from the community regarding this?
Well, you know, I think we have received a lot of very positive comments and responses about this news, prayers and support from people. And I think that will certainly keep us uplifted. It will be sad to leave this building. You know, we admit to that. There are sisters who have lived here for many, many years. And like any family that leaves their family home, you know, you cry a little bit. You tear up a little bit when it's time to leave. But you also have all those wonderful memories of that family home. And so we will, too. And so will those who have participated in, you know, programs here, that have come to Dominican Center, that have come to our chapel for liturgy, that have graduated from Marywood Academy. All those folks will, you know, have a little tear in their eye. But, you know, we'll know that this is continuing on in a new ministry and serving people well. And we will still be around. We'll be on campus. So we'll be very visible here throughout the Grand Rapids area.
Very nice. How do we find out more information in general?
You can call Mary McLaughlin. She's done our PR for this, and so she's open to talk about it. And we'll convey any questions or any comments. She'll convey those to us.
Very nice. The iconic Mother House, stately center structure of Marywood campus, is certainly going to go through a change to house our senior sisters and more. Sister Sandra Delgado, thank you very much for your conversation.
Thank you, Shelley. My pleasure.